Caroline Levitt slams French official, Statue of Liberty absolutely not being returned. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 17, 2025. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt criticized a French lawmaker who had demanded the United States return the Statue of Liberty, saying the U.S. will absolutely not return the statue. During the White House press briefing, Levitt was asked by Fox News's Peter Doocy if President Donald Trump was going to send the Statue of Liberty back. Levitt responded by dishing out advice to the French politician, stating that it is only because of the United States of America that people in France are not speaking German right now. There is now a member of the European Parliament from France who does not think the U.S. represents the values of the Statue of Liberty anymore. They want the Statue of Liberty back, so is President Trump going to send the Statue of Liberty back? Doocy asked. Absolutely not, Levitt answered. And my advice to that unnamed, low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. So, they should be very grateful to our great country. As Breitbart News's Simon Kent previously reported, Raphael Glucksmann, a member of the Socialists and Democrats group, expressed his disappointment in the U.S., stating the U.S. no longer represents the values of freedom, and demanded the Statue of Liberty be returned. During a convention of his Place Publique leftist movement, Glucksmann said, "Give us back the Statue of Liberty. We're going to say to the Americans who have chosen to side with the tyrants, to the Americans who fired researchers for demanding scientific freedom, give us back the Statue of Liberty. We gave it to you as a gift, but apparently you despise it. So it will be just fine here at home." The Statue of Liberty, which was designed by Federico Ghost Bartoldi, was shipped to the United States and arrived in New York on June 17, 1886, according to the Statue of Liberty Ellis Island Foundation Incorporated website. After arriving in New York, the statue remained in peace on what was then called Bedloe's Island until the completion of a pedestal in April 1886, and on October 28, 1886, former President Grover Cleveland oversaw the dedication of the Statue of Liberty, according to the website.